Chapter 15. Intelligence as a scaffold that eats its own supports. Up to this point, every transition followed the same pattern. New constraints appeared to stabilize structure. Those constraints were gradually internalized. Temporary supports disappeared. What remained looked self-sufficient. Intelligence is no exception. It is not an added capability. It is the internalization of scaffolds that once lived outside the system. What intelligence is not? Intelligence is often described as reasoning, problem solving, planning, awareness. These are surface phenomena. None of them explains why intelligence appears at all. This chapter asks a different question. What structural pressure makes intelligence unavoidable once models exist? When models outgrow their environment? Earlier systems relied on external scaffolds, stable environments. Repeated conditions. Slow change. Forgiving dynamics. Models could be simple because the world was cooperative. But as systems grow, environments diversify. Interactions accelerate. Other model-bearing systems appear. External scaffolds degrade. What once stabilized prediction no longer holds. The collapse of fixed models. A fixed model assumes regularity, stationarity, repeatability. These assumptions fail in complex environments. Models that cannot revise themselves become brittle. Misguide action. Amplify error. At this point, models themselves become liabilities. The only surviving move. There is only one way forward. The system must treat its own models as provisional. That requires representing models internally, evaluating their performance, revising or replacing them, doing so without external correction. This is intelligence, not thought, not consciousness. Model management. Intelligence as meta-constraint. Intelligence is not a new layer added on top of hierarchy. It is a constraint on how constraints are formed and revised. An intelligent system does not commit permanently to any single model. Limits the cost of being wrong. Preserves optionality where possible. Intelligence is error correction applied to prediction itself. Why intelligence looks like flexibility? To an observer, intelligent systems appear flexible, adaptive, and creative. Structurally, they are cautious. They hedge commitments. Delay irreversible action. Explore alternatives cheaply. Avoid premature lock-in. Creativity is a side effect of anti-collapse behavior. Why intelligence eats its own scaffolds? Earlier scaffolds, environmental regularity. Fixed cues. Stable correlations. Are no longer reliable. Intelligence internalizes them by simulating possibilities. By generating counterfactuals. By testing models internally. The world no longer provides stability. The system manufactures it. The scaffold is eaten. Why intelligence is expensive? Intelligence is costly. It requires energy, time, structure, vulnerability to error. Most systems cannot afford it. Intelligence appears only when simpler strategies fail. Environments punish rigidity. Collapse is otherwise unavoidable. It is a last resort. Why intelligence is fragile? Because it operates on models, intelligence can fail catastrophically. Bad metamodels reinforce wrong assumptions. Suppress correction. Induce runaway behavior. Intelligence does not guarantee survival. It merely keeps survival possible. Why this is still not teleology? Intelligence does not exist to understand. It exists because systems that cannot revise models collapse. Systems that can sometimes persist. Purpose appears only because intelligence narrows behavior towards survivable futures. There is no goal. Only filtering. The final transition ahead. We are now at the last boundary. Intelligence exists. Models revise themselves. Scaffolds are internal. What remains is not another structure, but a limit. Why does explanation stop here? The final chapter answers that question. Closing sentence. Intelligence survives because fixed ways of surviving do not.